Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Last year, the Southeast Asian private equity market moderated to $12 billion after the record deal value levels it saw in 2017 of $14 billion. The landscape here continues to be dominated by the internet and tech sector. But the question is, what could be the impact of COVID-19 on private equity? Well, good thing we're joined by Suvir Varma, Senior Advisor for Bain's Global PE Practice, to find out. Suvir, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
First, I'd like to ask you, how did 2019 unfold for private equity in Southeast Asia?
Well, 2019 was actually quite a challenging year for PE, both in APAC and in Southeast Asia. Deal value fell overall, exits declined somewhat, and fundraising, which ultimately is the new funds that come in to invest in this asset class, also came down. So overall, a challenging year.
So which sectors continue to dominate the landscape here, though?
Consumer industries across Southeast Asia continue to do very well, and fundamentally, this is investors betting behind the growing middle class and everything that comes with that. In addition, internet and technology has really been taking off the last couple of years in Southeast Asia, investing behind internet and technology. And last year, in certain Southeast Asian markets, particularly Singapore, Indonesia, Vietnam, that was the hottest sector.
When you say hottest sector, looking at total deals done, could you put a number and quantify how significant that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of deal count, if we look at the five-year average, sort of 2014 to 2018, about 20-25% of the deals were being done in the internet and technology sector. Fast forward that to 2019, we saw 62% of deals in Southeast Asia were related to the internet and the technology sector. So a marked jump up.
What kind of tech firms are we looking at here? And do you think that this trend is likely to continue?
Well, in terms of the trend continuing, I think yes, so. And that'll only more so get focused on by what's happening with COVID and a lot of the stay-home requirements and where people spend their time. In terms of the subsectors, it's really a whole host of things. It's online gaming, it's enablement of payments, it's digital banking, it's telemedicine. So there's really a whole host of internet and tech-driven sectors that are benefiting.
So Suvir, I have to ask you, the big question at the moment that we have is, what do you think the impact of COVID-19 will be on PE for the year?
Yeah, great question, Rachel. And obviously, one can't predict with certainty what will happen. At this time, we're really looking back at what happened to private equity during and post the GFC. And while this crisis is obviously an epidemiological-led crisis, one can perhaps draw some lessons from what happened back then. And let me answer that in four parts: fundraising, investment, returns, and exit. In terms of fundraising, last time we saw that the number of funds that came to market stayed about the same. But Rachel, it took them longer to raise, and often they were a bit smaller than the targets they had intended for. So one could say there was a flight for quality on the fundraising side. As we talk to the capital providers to the industry, the LPs right now, they remain very committed to allocate capital to PE. And obviously, they want to continue to invest in Asia, where they expect growth. But we could expect a short-term hit to fundraising. On the second point, on investments, again, last time around in the GFC, we did see a sharp decline to investment values during the crisis. If the first couple of months of COVID is any indication, I think we will see that again, because we are seeing a significant slowdown in deal flow. Now, the one factor that perhaps plays against that is the significant amount of dry powder, that is money that has already been raised but has not yet been spent by private equity firms. And we're sitting at something like 3 to 4 years worth of dry powder in the market today. And obviously, those PE firms are going to have an incentive to put that money to work. So we've got the lessons from last time that suggest deal flow will slow down, but then we've got a lot of dry powder suggesting that, people might feel pressure to put money to work.
Or do you think they're gearing up to get ready for once COVID's behind us and we'll see a flood into the market?
Yeah, no, that is absolutely a possibility. Nobody wants to go in too early and perhaps be buying some things before there is another, you know, decline in value, or to know what the new normal in terms of consumption patterns will look like. But I think on the margin, having money on the sidelines to be able to come back into the market, I think will be a good thing for those who are in that position.
We're speaking to Sevir Varma, senior advisor for Bain's Global PE practice. So Sevir, I want to ask you as well, returns on private equity will likely decline sharply in the short term, but could new deals also have potentially good returns?
Absolutely, Rachel. And again, here, it's best to look back at what we've seen in past crises as a barometer to what might happen this time. So if we look at the GFC, the 2007 or 2008 vintages did have much lower returns than what one typically expects from private equity. But if you play that forward, deals done in 09, 10, 11, the years coming out of the GFC actually had in excess of 20% IRR, which is much higher than most other asset classes. So again, I think your hypothesis here is exactly right, which is that once the, you know, short-term pain is behind us, it'll create ample opportunities for funds to come in and make money from sound investments.
And when we're looking at sound investments, which sectors are you looking at?
You know, post-COVID, obviously, consumption patterns are changing. And, you know, one of the things we can draw lessons from here is what's happened a little bit in China, because China is coming out of this a little earlier than some other markets. And if we look at the consumption patterns in China, we have seen significant increase in vertical e-commerce, in digital health, in remote communications, in online tutoring, in video streaming, and in gaming. So these are some of the things that obviously took off during COVID, but there seems to be resilience, and many of these trends are continuing as cities start to open up as well.
You know, I want to ask you, a lot of us are really focused on what's happening at the moment, the daily numbers, the daily figures, what's going on with COVID locally, regionally, globally. But from your perspective, how do you see the current event? I mean, this is a huge historical event. How do you see this changing PE? What does the market look like for you post-COVID? Not just the sectors, but overall, how do you see things evolving?
Well, I think it'll depend a little bit on the starting point, to be honest. And by that, I mean the starting point of individual firms. If they're relatively new to the industry, they wouldn't have had too much of an impact from COVID. And they will be now looking at what are the new sectors and the leaders within those sectors that they want to invest in, if you like, from a clean slate. If, however, one is in a position where they have a large number of portfolio companies, some of whom who are in industries that may be severely impacted as we come out of this crisis, I think they're going to need to triage a little bit, and some of their time will be spent in really ensuring that those companies are given all the attention they need to emerge well from the crisis, while they'll have others in their firm who will obviously then focus on finding and executing on new deals. So I think it'll very much depend on the starting point of each individual private equity fund.
So what can PE firms do at the moment to pull through these difficult times?
I think there's a couple of things, Rachel. Number one, actively manage their portfolio company. And by that, I think one needs to separate act now initiatives, which are really to protect the business today, versus plan now initiatives, which are to prepare the business to retool for the new future. I think two, as we've been just talking about, it's investing through the cycle. Valuations have already started to drop. In some cases, bargains are available. Companies are resilient. And, you know, to continue investing where they see those opportunities. Three is to recycle capital, and that is to return value to investors. If they have legacy investments, which are in a strong position, to return that capital back to their LPs, to their investors, and to show that private equity continues to find great ways not only to invest in companies, but to monetize that value, and that capital gets recycled and comes back into the industry. And last but not least is just pay attention to structural trends. We don't all know yet what are all the structural trends that will change post-COVID. We can certainly start to imagine some of them, but I think PE companies really need to pay attention to those and how their individual companies will be affected by those structural trends, Rachel.
Well, great insights. Thank you so much for your time, Sevier.
My pleasure. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you. This has been Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and we've been speaking to Sevier Varma, Senior Advisor for Bain's Global PE Practice.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.